Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column is entitled Thinking New Thoughts About Maintenance. It was written by Jim Thompson, and I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because he is away. Here's what Jim has to say. There are some ways in which original capital purchases can serve to reduce maintenance costs and downtime. Let's start in the woodyard with some thoughts about sprockets on conveyors. The driving sprocket often has 12 teeth, while the driven sprocket has 48. It would be a good idea to purchase the set with the smaller sprocket hardened. The logic behind this is that the smaller sprocket makes 4 revolutions for every 1 made by the larger. By hardening the smaller, both would wear out at about the same time. But why not also buy the shaft on the conveyor and the shaft on the motor in extended lengths? In this way, 2 sets of sprockets can be mounted on them, so that when the first set of sprockets wears out, the second set can immediately be fitted with a new chain. This will cut downtime way down. It will not cost any more in stores inventory, for the second set would be in the storeroom anyway. Now it will simply be mounted in place. Both sets can then be replaced on a major outage sometime into the life of the second set, thus not jeopardizing the operation of the pulp mill. Taken a step further, a small box could be mounted near the shafts containing the replacement chain, oiled and ready to go. And now let's look at the ubiquitous horizontal pump. It is nothing short of a ceremony to align a pump and motor set. Why can't pump manufacturers build their units with a design and strength to use C-flange motors? Bolted on the ends, these motors would require no aligning. This would mean there is no danger of misalignment and early wear problems. The T-frame motor and its sloppy bolt holes, coupled with poor pump and motor-based manufacturing techniques, make the current setup about as dimensionally accurate as Stonehenge, which is fairly precise but not perfect. And then there are the suction roll seals. Why can't manufacturers build suction roll vacuum boxes with 2 sets of installed seals that can be raised and lowered from outside the roll without removing it from the press section? Think of the time and cost this would save. Yes, it would take some clever design work, but it does not seem impossible. It may even eliminate the need for some spare rolls. Installed spares are generally a bad idea. However, when the spare is cheap, relative to the maintenance costs or potential downtime an unplanned failure represents, installed spares can make a great deal of sense. They can free up maintenance time to do preventive and predictive work, saving big money. How to know when installed spares make sense? Start with the big picture, analyzing planned and unplanned downtime and maintenance labor and material costs during downtime. If the length of shutdowns is long and the labor costs are high when compared as a sum against the cost of replacement items installed, it may be time to look at the situation in depth. Carefully qualified installed spares may be very valuable. And, of course, the less maintenance labor that is required to maintain your facility, the less likely you are to incur maintenance-related accidents, a cost factor of nearly incalculable size. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.